We're joined now by Twin Cedars football coach Mark Ford as the Sabres fall to Murray 52-20 on Friday night. Coach, you got a handful of points, but sounds like they jumped on you pretty early in the first part of the game to put you in a hole. Just kind of what kind of transpired in that, and your thoughts on first part of the game there.
Well, it's kind of hard when the opening kickoff, they run it back for a touchdown, and that kind of put the kids down right there in a hole, and they knew they had to fight back from that. And they was running a spread offense that we was slow to pick up on the coverage. So they had some pretty big receptions that went for long yards and scored some points off that. We made some adjustments, and I felt we come back the second half and played some really good ball.
You told me that you had a couple touchdowns called back, or it would have been a little bit even closer for you.
Yeah, we had, Brock Mistich went down the sideline, and I thought he was in the end zone, and he stepped out about 7 or 8 yards before scoring, and I believe Dallas Smith ended up taking that one in for a touchdown, but we had another long play go down, and it was called back for a holding. I think that was a 50-yarder maybe, and that really hurt getting that one called back. But, yeah, we had some mishaps that hurt us.
Let's talk about some of the guys you mentioned. Brock Mistich, had some good plays in that game. Some of the other guys that you thought was, had a good night for you.
Dallas Smith did an awesome job back there at quarterback. He rushed for about 70 yards. He scored all the points. He scored 3 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion. He ran all of them in. Holden Roberts, he had some good catches. He had one really impressive catch. I don't know how he was able to hang on to it, but it was really something. Slater Thomas, he stood out on defense. I mean, for a freshman, only 115 pounds, he quick, and he can get back there. I think he had 8 or 9 tackles. Gavin Clark had 6 tackles. He was tough on both sides of the ball.
Talking to Mark Ford, Twin Cedars football coach on 92.1 KVLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. What do you tell the guys to keep them up and keep them, their spirits up? Let's put aside who you're playing this on your next game, but just, what do you tell them to look forward to, after the last couple of weeks that you've had things go pretty rough for you?
I just tell them the games we've already played, they're in the books. But I want them to look back at everything they've learned off of them games and use that in our upcoming games, because I feel that they are getting better. They definitely have picked up a lot of new techniques. It's helping them out. And I feel the next few games we play, we stand a good chance of winning them, because, like you said, the last few games we played, it's been like David and Goliath, and we've been on the losing end, getting beat up pretty bad. We've had some key injuries, trying to get back from them, the injuries we have, and getting back to 100%. Hopefully next week, coming into that game, everybody's going to be able to pad up and we'll be at 100%.
Well, you mentioned that game, and, there's a lot of college football rivalries. You have the game between, Michigan, Ohio State, the big game between Stanford, California. You have your little rivalry game here in Marion County with Melcher Dallas. Obviously, the guys know the a lot of the guys on the other side of the football, so it's not like there's any secrets. But this is a week that everybody looks forward to at Twin Cedars, I'm sure.
Yeah, homecoming is always a big game, like we played last night. But that's homecoming, and when we play Melcher, that's almost like our Super Bowl. It's such a big rivalry. It has been over the years, and I know the kids on from both schools look forward to that game because you know it's going to be a darn good game. It's going to be a knockdown, drag out, and you never know who's going to come out on top. We have that traveling trophy at stake, which we won it back last year, and we'd really like to keep it where it's at.
What do you know about Melcher Dallas? I know they're kind of like you. They've been through the ringer last couple of weeks. Kind of those David and Goliath matchups that maybe they've been outmanned on a couple of occasions, but this almost seems like a pretty even matchup going in.
I feel it will be an even matchup, but I know Jason's really done a good job over there trying to turn things around. He's got the spirit, building up over there a lot more than it has been in the past years, just the same as us. I was really impressed yesterday at seeing the changes that are coming along. I mean, as far as our parade, we actually had floats that was decorated up and a lot of the kids on the floats, and the pep rally we had actually had a band playing school songs, and that was exciting in itself, just bringing that back. And all the elementary kids come over and had a really good pep assembly, and I see a lot of things changing from what it was in the past as far as school spirit and pride. And I know Jason is trying to do the same thing over there. We're both just trying to build something back that used to be, and hopefully we can get it back to how it did used to be.
All right, well, looks out. Hopefully it'll be a great game. Best luck to you next week.
I appreciate it, and thank you very much.
That's Mark Ford, Twin Cedars football coach. We'll have more after this on 92.1 KRLS.